Welcome to Listening to Paint Dry, a podcast about the art and hobby of miniature painting. I'm Mike.
I'm Dev.
And I'm Dan. Thank you for joining us for Dan to keep making mistakes as I become a better, braver, happier painter.
You want to leave that in or you want to go?
I don't care. Let's just go, man.
Well, we're super excited today. We have somebody who's not only just a friend of the show, but a friend who is also probably not going to be our friend anymore after he makes this long trip with us to Adepticon. Zach Becker, welcome to our show.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be here.
Zach is a painter. He does both historical and fantasy, and he's a fantastic artist. So we'll talk about his socials later for you to check out his work. But we're really excited. We are driving to Adepticon this year, and Zach will be joining us at least on part of the trip, the way there. But business calls him home earlier on us. But Zach, What are you thinking about? What are you excited about first thoughts on Adepticon?
So I'm really looking forward to two things. First of all is the level of talent that's going to be there. You got some of the greatest names in the painting, miniature painting world are going to be there. Get a chance to be there and meet them, talk to them, pick their brains some. And then I'm also really looking forward to the classes, because I really get a lot out of the classes. I've been told, through my painting career, I'm very coachable. So I get a lot out of these classes. So, from my perspective, I see a big jump in my painting game once I go to these things. So I'm really looking forward to kind of just blasting through all these classes when we go.
That's awesome, man. I think, there's a lot of talent at Adepticon from top to bottom. Absolutely. We received an email at the podcast this week, and remember, feel free to email us if you have questions. Let us know what cons you're going to, etc., what you're working on at listeningtopaintdry@gmail.com. But Jake B. sent us an email wondering about what to take to conventions for classes. In the past, Jake has been a gamer, but now he is trying to up his painting game by taking classes. Unfortunately for him, he enrolled in one of mine, which, hopefully he won't come out a worse painter. So his question is what to bring to cons. And that is it's a damn fine question. And Dev, let me start with you on this one. What, when I say what to bring to cons, what is the first thing that pops in your mind?
I think the first thing that pops into my mind is a light. Convention classes, even like weekend classes and dedicated classes, rarely have good enough quality light for what you're doing. So I think that's one thing that, like, anytime I see a class of students and there are people who are cracking out lights and putting on, putting lights on their table, I know that they're like experienced painting class takers. They know what's going to be needed. So, there's a lot of obvious answers here. The brushes you're going to use, right? If you've got brushes you're comfortable with, you should bring those. Paints is generally not actually really needed. Same with figures, although I always bring a secondary figure to work on in downtime or something like that. A wet palette, if you've got a wet palette that you are particularly comfortable with that you like to use, that's a good thing to have as well. If you want extra credit, a hair dryer is not necessarily a bad option either, just to take with you. I think the light for me is the big one that really, and an extension cord. Also, remember the extension cord. That's the one I always forget.
Dev's going to tell, he's going to say light is the main thing, but let me list all the other ones too.
The
episode's over, guys. Thanks, Dev.
I got the monument go back for a reason, man. I've been packing it. I've been thinking about this.
Dan, what about you? What are some of the major things for a convention for you?
I have a gigantic list since I'm a planner. So I have quite a few things. And I'm not going to list all the stuff that Dev did, because I think as you go to more and more of these things, you end up with like a travel pack. So I have a travel pack. I think most of our other painters have a travel pack that has everything in it. I have some cleaning supplies, like figure cleaning. So if I get something that needs to be like sanded down or something, and I have a paint cup, but you don't need that because most of the time there's cups laying around. Having the experience of going to a con a second time makes a huge difference. Mike and I could definitely talk for quite a while about all the stuff we lugged to Adepticon last year. Now I understand and see what they provided for us, and my packing list is probably a quarter of what I would normally bring. But there, you have to have those staples, stuff they have on your table that we normally want, something that makes you feel comfortable. I did not have light, I don't think, on my list because I just forget sometimes to pack it or bring it along with me. But I'm going to go a different route. And this is something that's bothered me over the years, is have a list of things you want to buy. You see people, or you see the companies that are like, hey, I'm going to be there. And you're like, oh, wow, that's a really cool figure they're going to give, you know, give out or sell for that specific year or that convention. And I forget about it. Or there's new paints that are coming out. Or there's something going on like, oh, I needed to pick up this from this vendor because I needed to add to my collection, or I want to try something out. And I totally forget. So when I get there, I walk around for hours and hours trying to remember what I wanted. And then when I leave, then I remember, oh yeah, I should have picked this up and I should pick that up. So this year I've created a list of items that I definitely want to specifically hit and make sure that they stay within my budget. And then I have another list of stuff that, hey, you know, if this is cool, try to pick this up. So that's something I want to share because it's plagued me for years.
Can I throw in there too, that if you want something that's going to be convention rare, then you got to move on it quickly. Right, that's a decision that you have to make pre-con, and then you got to go for it because there are pre-con figures or con figures that are going to sell out the first day. You know, like my bet is like Monument's new paint line, two signature series are going to probably sell out almost instantaneously. You know what I mean? So you got to make the decision. If you want something, you got to go for it.
Yeah, and it's likely going to be the only thing you get. Now, we might be wrong. Depends on, you know, how many pieces they bring, or, you know, the figures, I would imagine they bring quite a few. Paints, I don't know. It depends on how much Jason and all them can lug around with them or how many they have prepared.
Well, yeah, the good thing for the paints, just so people know, is that they'll be available in April anyway. So
yes, that is true. They will be available in April. So I don't know. That's some good stuff. I think normal things that you would take to a con, like clothes and toiletries and that crap. But one thing that has me petrified is this is the first year that I've had my badge mailed to me, because normally I stand in line and grab a badge.
Bring your badge.
That is the very first thing I have on my list, is have your badge. And actually it sits right on top of my wallet. So I have to move it out of the way because I put my wallet in a very specific place so that I don't lose it, because I will lose my cell phone and my wallet, but I'm hoping not to mess the badge. And it's not like they won't let us in. But hey, they spent a lot of money on making this and printing my name on it, so I might as well use it.
Yeah, and I mine is in the front pocket of my book bag that I know is going with me, because I only have one book bag. So, I have checked on it at least three times. All right, it's good. All right, we're good. Zach, how about you? You've done things like the Nova Open and MFCA and Long Island and stuff like that, IPMS shows. What about you? What's on your list of priorities to bring with you to convention?
So I'll echo everything everybody said before. One thing I always want to bring in addition to that are a pair of these. If you're like old like me and you got to be able to see something, I got to bring these. Otherwise, I won't be able to see anything I'm doing. My eyes will fall out of my head because I just can't take all the stress on them for too long.
And for all of y'all that are watching live, that is on channel one. You can see.
I forgot to tell Zach that we're an audio only. So that's my bad.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So what they are the head wearable goggles or whatever. So the magnifiers. So you can see what
Optivisor,
the
hell you're doing. Is it?
Yeah.
Called? Yeah.
100%.
Or jeweler's loop or whatever, you know, similar to a jeweler.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna paint with a jeweler's loop, just one eye and a monocle.
That's how I paint.
I'm sure you do, Mike. Thanks. Thanks for
that. Actually, I don't use a jeweler's loop, but I have one that has lenses for both, and I actually take one of the lenses out because my left and right eye are so different that trying to match them so I get the same magnification looking through one pair is like headache central. So I suck.
The other thing I would recommend doing is if you're taking classes, I do a little bit of research on the artists that I'm going to take the class with. I come with a list of questions I want to ask them about certain pieces that they did, like how'd you get this effect, or how'd you do this piece, or how'd you get the NMM to look this way, or, you know, whatever it may be. I think that really helped to me because a lot of these guys have, you know, you see their stuff on their Patreon, or you see stuff, you know, maybe on, you know, on YouTube and stuff. And a lot of that stuff's edited, right, for content and for, you know, to for the time quotient and stuff like that. So I really like to have a list of like, hey, walk me through this. How did you do this? What were the points that you're trying to do? And did you change your mind? And, you know, I always like them, hey, show me some of your mistakes too, because, you know, a lot of times you go up to some of these pieces and stuff like that, and hey, I just noticed a mistake. You know, you usually think these guys are perfect and they're not. And for me, that's good on a confidence level, just because, you know, they're so good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it gives me hope that I can get there one day.
Excellent. Excellent. The one of the things I'm going to throw in too with this one, because none of y'all mentioned this, but notebook to take notes in the class and collect information about other painters. Like last year, Dan and I met three other painters in Chicago who are from our area. And so their connections that we had to go to Adepticon, halfway across the country to meet people in our area. That was kind of funny. And another thing, like for me, I know I'm bringing, I have Eric Swinson's book, and he's doing a book signing. So I'm going to bring that to get it signed while I'm there.
There are tons of them going to be there. You could almost get the whole entire set.
Yeah. And so, like Aaron Lovejoy, Matt DiPietro, Chris Serhi. I've already got Chris's signed. I only have Chris's and Eric's books. Although the next wave of books is going to kill me because it's Roman Laplatte, Josh Lai, and Sam Len. So three artists that I absolutely adore are going to be books. So I know when I guess I'm getting the special cover then, you know, special book sleeve next time. So that's one of the things I would add. Additionally, so this is a little bit different. It's going to be difficult if you're flying. If you're driving, it's a little bit easier. But I'm going to throw out there snacks and some type of food. One of the things that I notice at conventions, I don't eat particularly well because I run out of time or I get distracted. If I have food with me, then I will eat it. You know what I mean? Like I'm like, oh, I'm hungry, I'll eat this. And I personally don't like the food selection at the hotel at Adepticon. It's not my bag. And it is on the bit on the pricey side. So, going to do that Instacart order so we can have some food, you know, stuff to pack for lunches and stuff like that, for at least for me, because I know Dan is all about the fast food and drive-throughs and stuff, but my old ass can't handle a full week of that type of food.
Another item that for the painting classes side of things that I neglected was a painting handle and a ton of poster tack.
Painting handle is huge. Yes, absolutely. I always forget one. Fortunately, I almost always have blue tack on me so I can use a bottle of paint that I brought with me, but that doesn't work well if you're working in a bust class or something like that. You're like, that's not going to stick. That's a pretty comprehensive list. If anybody else has any questions about it, again, email us at listeningtopaintdry@gmail.com. We'll be happy to answer any of your questions about conventions. Not like we're experts or anything, but we've been to Adepticon last year. One of the things, and this is a kind of a warning for Zach and Dev, Adepticon is definitely a convention you're going to want to dress in layers, because it's cold outside and nuclear hot inside.
That's no joke, man. Yeah. That was miserable. That first day we went in was horrible, because it was so stinking hot. We're like, oh, I'm wearing like 14 layers of stuff and I got to peel them all off. It was miserable that first day, and carrying a gigantic box of swag.
Right. And when I walked out, one of the times I walked out of the hotel to go talk, there were people outside smoking I wanted to go talk to. There was steam coming off my arms because of how hot inside it was versus how cold it was. I was like, God damn. It's like, I'm surprised. But the other thing is, I'll throw out there, and I have done this, make sure you have your credit card or money that you're going to use, just because, you know, you don't want to be that person like I've done and traveling in the past and gone, well, I didn't bring my ATM card with me. I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the 48 days. Dan, give me money. No, it didn't happen with Dan. It happened with something else. But it's exciting. It's an exciting time getting ready for a convention. It's also a high pressure time, right, guys? You feeling the pressure for your entries?
Yeah, I am. I can speak for myself. It's taken me forever to get these pieces done. And quite frankly, it's me competing against myself, because I see some of these pieces from last year. I'm like, I got to get as good as that. And, quite frankly, I don't need to, right? I just got to do my best, my own best, right? And hope that it catches the eye of the judge, right? But,
right.
Yeah.
What about you, Deb? Feeling pressure?
I've been working on the pieces that I'm bringing for months now, and I hate them. I can see nothing but flaws at this point. I literally put them in the travel case just so that I would stop looking at them, and then foolishly posted some photos to a group to get some feedback, and now have more things that I need to do on them that I may or may not do. I'm honestly just sick of looking at them at this point. I hate every single piece.
I know that feeling oh so well, and this is going to disappoint you, Dev. I'm not going to be frantically painting two-thirds of my entry. I know. I will probably have a little bit of work left on my demon entry, but I am motoring. Two-thirds of my entries are done. My two resin beast entries are done, in the case, locked and loaded, ready to go. I'm not even going to touch them. And I even have everything set up in my case, ready to go for the demon entry. So I just don't want to stress out. And I'm bringing a figure, because we're doing a Bang and Reflections. I'm doing a Bang and Reflections class. I think, Zach, you might be in that class too.
Yeah, I am.
At the same time. And I don't know if we need a model or not. So I have this stupid gaming piece that I wanted to mess around with, True Metallic Gold. And so I'm going to bring that, and I'm going to have that with me just in case. And then I have the Armorer, which is going to be my main personal painting project while we're there. And so, yeah, no stress from, I'm honestly, if I don't get the demon piece done, oh well. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really excited about the two pieces I got done for Resin Beast. They're both models. Don't get me wrong, I have wanted to paint this model that I'm painting for the Golden Demon for a long time. And so I am enjoying the hell out of it, and, you know, just enjoying the ride instead of worrying about the destination. How about that? Just enjoying the ride.
Yeah, I did not do the piece that I took from Kaha's class in the end. I haven't worked on that at all. And it's not going to be entered.
That's about. Are you just doing Resin Beast then?
Yeah, I heard rumor there may be a Relic Blade competition. In which case, I'll have a piece for that if that happens. And then I also have a MCP piece that I've had for a little while that I'm going to bring along. Which that one I've had it displayed locally already, so I'm not too worried about like trying to finish that off or anything.
And I'll have a BattleTech piece.
Woohoo! And we may all have a BattleTech piece. Yeah.
Well, actually, yeah, we may all have one. But I have one. The Jade Falcon Dan's going to bring. I don't know if that's going to fit in any categories, though.
Yeah, why wasn't it?
It's... I don't know. If because it has the backdrop on it, I don't know if they'll disqualify it. They may want them only on gaming basis.
You get extra points for that one.
Maybe.
They don't know what a backdrop is. This is their first painting competition.
I wish we had the blue guy. Whatever. What branch is that called? What is that called? The Branch Davidians?
Branch Davidians. Some I don't think so.
Yeah.
Davidson. But it's something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a Davidson.
Davidson. Yeah. But I keep wanting. I do, Zach. I've called it Branch Davidians multiple times and they're like, that is definitely not what it is.
Some year we'll get that back.
Right.
Some year.
No, I doubt it. I it's probably buried somewhere into the Mech Bay podcast guys stuff.
It's probably just still stuck in a box somewhere, and like most of my figures.
Right. But, so, all right. So what we're looking forward to, what we're bringing, we already know what everybody's working on, right? You know, Dan's trying to muster up some chickens, right?
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff. I'm probably entering more contests than you guys are. Like, I'm almost done with this spray can of red. I'm almost done with it. So I just got to find one more figure to spray paint, and then I'll be good.
Oh, you know what? One of the things that's new. So if you are a listener of ours and you're going to be at Adepticon and you signed up for the meet and greet, we will be there, a part of the meet and greet. We will have, which we're really excited about. We are sad that Dev is doing the California fly at night thing. Cause you know, we'll just call him the night flyer from now on. That, we'll have miniatures, patches, stickers, dice. I mean, we're going to have a lot of giveaways.
We got so much stuff. We're just throwing it out there. It's gonna be like Mardi Gras.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Are we going to try and do a listener's dinner or something?
I think it might be a little late to try to coordinate that.
That's a lot of people. Because everybody's a listener.
Right. Well, it's true. The entirety of the con. So I don't know why we're even bothering marketing there. Because everybody already loves us.
Well, it'd be like all 11 people would be there.
Right. I think nine of them aren't going. So it might be an easy dinner.
Oh, we didn't say we're paying for it.
No, I meant just easy to coordinate. Oh, no, we're not paying for it. We're broke. We are broke. Anyways. Yeah, no, I think probably the biggest thing I'm looking forward to, and it's kind of the way I geared my schedule, was to just hang out as much as possible and just really work the podcast and like record some stuff and have fun and not be stressed about painting competitions or whether or not I got to get to a class or anything. And so I'm really kind of excited about that aspect, and I'm hoping to be able to get some quality time down at Fort Wapple. I will say this to listeners, if you're going to spend some time in Fort Wapple, it's also beneficial to bring your light for that as well, because it is, the way it is situated is under a staircase, really. It's a nice size, but it's already dark to begin with. So bring your light for that. But the nice thing about Fort Wapple is if you've never tried Monument or Fanatics or GW or Chimera paints, they'll have them all stocked up in there. I think actually Chimera is the official painting class. Like, aren't Chimera paints in all the classrooms, Dan?
I'm not sure, but I know what they were in mine, but we had Army Painter and we had Monument also. So maybe they're all being.
Okay. I didn't go through the, whatchamacallit's, like, I used my own paints in Ricardo's class and in Ben's class. And then I used the Chimera paints in Francesco's class, which you guys are taking, which you're going to love.
Yeah, and then I know when I had Kaha, we had Chimera, and then there was another class also. But again, now that we know that we go there and there's paint in the rooms, I'm really not planning to bring paints unless they are my favorite paints, my additives and that sort.
And I'm bringing maintenance paints. Like, for example, if I have a break on a mini, then I'm bringing the kind of paints that I used on the model that may or may not be there. Like, you know, something, you know, just to have them so I don't have to, that's like the fix in the hotel or something along those lines. Also, one thing I will tell people, bring super glue just in case as well. Cause I know I had to wait till the vendor hall opened to go buy super glue last year because I had somebody, I was holding my Resin Beast entry and somebody walked by and when they did, they clipped the sword. Ugh. And broke the sword off of my entry, and I had to go running after them because the sword was stuck in their sweater.
That's brutal.
Yeah, and that was actually like 5 minutes before the deadline to turn it in, because that's what Dev knows of me. I'm painting it as I hand it in. But I'm not doing that this year. I refuse, because I have very few hairs left and all of them are gray already. So I don't need them to fall out while I'm at Adepticon. I don't need to look like Dan while I'm there.
Because that's what painting has done to me.
Yes, exactly. All right. So, all right. Well, Zach, talk to me about the classes you're taking.
So as it stands right now, the first day I am, which is the 20th, I'm going to take that True Metal Metallics or the non-metal metallic class. Mm-hmm. Next day I'm doing accessible textures, which I'm really looking forward to. That's something I want to start incorporating into my painting, was more texture work.
Who's next that one, by?
We had to ask.
Oh, I thought it was
freaking awesome. How about that?
Okay. That's a good name.
Using volumes is the next one. Getting nice. Really well. And then finally, maybe it's called NMN Principles. But if I have any luck, then I'll be able to enter into that battle tech painting contest that we've been discussing. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We have a teacher that right now, Zach's on the wait list, but Dev, Dan, and I are in a BattleTech painting class, and they're going to use one of the categories of the contest is the models done in the class. And so at this point, we're pretty sure that there is going to be an instructor that's going to be regretting their life choices by the time we're done with them.
I hadn't realized it was like a taught class. I just assumed it was like a speed paint.
No, it's a class to learn how to do, how to paint mechs. And then they decided to make
instructor unhappy.
As we're freaking painting at each other and everybody else's figures. And
I'm going to say, you might have to sit between Dan and I, Dev, just to keep Dan and I apart. Like, you know, like the children. Like, Dan, stop trying to paint my figure.
I mean, it's a competition, right? I want you two to have at it. Just I'll sit somewhere on the other side of the room.
It's personal, right? It's just
yep.
Part of the game.
Exactly. Dan, stop touching me. Mike farted.
Other courses I'm taking, I'm doing another couple of NMM classes. One is called Blinging Eye Random, the other one's called Banging Reflections.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in that one with you.
Yeah. And two other ones I'll mention. I'm taking a lot of classes. One is the painting cartoon style. Banshee's doing that one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that one because I don't know if you've seen some of the stuff he's been posting lately, but he really rocks that cartoon style that he's been working on. So I really want to, you know, see what I can learn from that.
Yeah. That whole bust line that they did. I'm a little envious because I'm still waiting on mine, but you're going to walk out with one of the Hysterex busts.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm a little jealous. Hopefully I got the cowboy, the outlaw one. I don't know which one y'all are going to paint in that class, but, yeah.
And the other one I'm doing is called Intro to Competitive Painting.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just starting to get into the competitive painting world. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what the instructor has to say. Hey, here's, you know, how can I get my pieces better? What are the things the judges are looking for? You know, that's really what I'm looking for, is like, you know, in general, what are judges looking at when they do these things? So,
do you remember who's teaching that?
You're killing me, Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm just curious as who's teaching.
I honestly could find out in a second. I can pull up.
Blinging out your MMM. I would imagine that's Aaron Lovejoy, because I think that's
a common title.
Yeah, common title for his classes. Should be good to see Aaron again.
It looks like it's Kevin Fannin doing the intro to competitive painting class.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Because I don't know everybody. So, yep. Dan, however, knows everybody. So,
Dan, you know who he is?
I don't know anybody. I don't know what my I don't even know what we're talking about.
What is this thing in front of my face that I'm talking into? It's a microphone, Dan. Well, cool. Really? Dev, how about you, man? What about your classes? What are you doing?
I kept a light schedule this year. I was looking at Zach's schedule and my head was just going, I don't know how he's going to manage to get through Friday with four classes, like three of which are back to back. But good luck to you, man.
Bring food.
So, obviously I don't get there till basically Thursday morning. I'm doing Become a Better Painter for Arby's class, which I thought I was taking with Dan, but apparently Dan switched things up on me and is taking it the next day. Then I'm doing the Paint and Take Battletech in the evening. Friday, I'm doing Learn the Loaded Brush Ben Kermit's class. I mentioned this on our last show that, like, I've still not taken a Ben Kermit's class, so I'm finally doing that. Saturday, the only thing I've got on is a speed painting relic blade thing, which I'm doing with you, Mike.
No, I'm still on the wait list.
Oh, you're waitlisted for that one?
Damn. Yeah, I haven't gotten any motion on it, yeah.
And then Sunday, I have got a Renaissance Underpainting Techniques class with the one and only Marco of Mecca. So I am very much looking forward to that, to end my convention just on a beautiful Italian accent. So,
right.
That will be
I'm just going to show up to the Relic Blade speed painting contest with you and see if they'll let me in.
Yeah, do it. That sounds good.
Yeah, sometimes it happens, you know.
Yep.
But yeah, they have a Kickstarter out, don't they?
Yes, Kickstarter for a new game in the Relic Blade universe called Cursebreaker. It's got a bunch of miniatures, but it looks like it's kind of, you know, the miniatures will port across from one game to the other. And it looks like it feels like it's got a bit of a Frostgrave vibe. It's like, basically wizard combat.
That is exactly when I looked at it, that's the first thing I thought, is this like a version of Frostgrave?
Yeah. So I'm already up to the hilt on that Kickstarter. So
yeah, I figured.
I do love Relic Blade. I love the aesthetic. I'll be bringing some Relic Blade figures. So if any listeners or anybody wants to get a game in, we'll play a game. I'm terrible at it. I've only played a couple games, but I'm always happy to play some more.
Now, the nice thing is, so if the setup is the same way it was last year, kind of the main game, when you walk in, there's a main gaming area and the vendor hall, and then you walk away towards the main part of the hotel where Fort Wapel is. And in between those areas was actually a setup of empty tables that you could set up and play at. I don't know if we have to reserve, but I'm down for trying it. I mean, I'm actually gonna see about signing up for other games while I'm there. Like maybe a Malifaux. A guy named Oliver taught me Malifaux years ago, the last time I went to the Nova Open, and I don't remember anything of it. So sorry, Oliver. Except for the fact that it's card based, like you use a deck of cards instead of rolling dice, which is kind of a cool mechanic.
Yeah, I quite like the mechanics of Malifaux. I just never had people to play with.
Mm-hmm. it seems that it's very, I thought they were based in another country, but I think they're based actually in the US.
Yeah, I think they're US based. I know, yeah. PK Asher is a staff painter for them, was a staff painter or
okay.
cover artist.
For sure. Dan, what about you, your class schedule?
Let's see. I will be partaking in the creator meet and greet Monday. I am doing OSL classes this year because I have never taken any, because every time I try to get into Eric's, they are full. So he's retiring from that one. So I don't know. I might have to kidnap him one night and make him show me how to paint. Let's see. So OSL with David Higgins. That's Monday or Thursday night. And then I'm doing BattleTech painting with you guys. Late Thursday night. Let's see. Friday, I'm doing a brush skills class with Ellis K. And then I'm doing the Becoming a Better Painter with Francisco. I don't know. I thought I was in the same class too, but for some reason I'm on the Friday one. I think I might have had to switch things to try to get some other classes in. I think that's what happened. So it's that Friday. Then Saturday, I'm doing another OSL class with David again, a different one. I'm doing another BattleTech paint and take because they're cheaper just to buy them at the paint and take than it is to buy them loose and in a box. So I can just collect them that way. And then I'm taking a capes class because I suck at painting capes. And that will be Saturday evening with Chris Suez. And Splash of Color Sunday afternoon.
And Chris normally, is a great guy.
Yeah. Normally, I would have filled up my schedule like the amateur that is Zach. But this year, I realized that my brain took a very big hit last year. So I just can't take that many classes anymore. So,
I do feel like the Adepticon wrap-up class from last year was just the perfect cautionary tale in taking too many classes. Both you and Mike kind of went different directions with having taken too many classes. Mike was just like, I'm just going to power through all of them. And Dan was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to drop half of them.
It is a blast. I love meeting all the instructors and taking their class and learning stuff. But after a while, it's just on me. It just takes a mental toll. So this year, I really just want to like hang out with people, like Mike said before, like what are we going to do? So I'm taking not as many, but I'm still taking a lot of classes, but I really just want to like hang out with people, and there's quite a few that I just want to chill with, unlike the roommates that I will have, because I'll be spending too much time with them, but there's other people that I might actually be friends with that I want to like hang out with. They might not want to hang out with me though, so I'm just going to be running behind them as a like a puppy dog or something, saying please talk to me, and then I'll go cry in a corner with one of those expensive sandwiches.
You were addicted to that turkey wrap last year.
That shit was good, man. I don't know if it was worth what, have 20 bucks or whatever, but damn, it was good. Maybe I'll watch some BattleTech people play games, because
we got to figure out what night we're going to get french fries too.
Every night we're getting a french fries.
For that. My class schedule is pretty simple. I am taking a repair STLs class and upping your printing game with Africa Muir, an alumni of the show. Lovely person. If you haven't listened to her episode, listen to her episode. You'll have a lot of fun. Yes, I am a shameless plug. Then I am taking the same Banging Reflections class with Ben Cantor with Zach. Sadly, I have the Splash of Color Weird painting event at 6 o'clock on Saturday, which is a bummer because that's also the time of the Resin Beast Award ceremony. And I missed it last year because I was in Francesco's class. And I think I'm going to have to drop out of that to go to the award ceremony. I just want to. So I don't know if you guys know this, but the Resin Beast ceremony will be in the vendor hall at the Creature Caster booth after the convention. after the vendor hall closes, which I think is 6 o'clock. There aren't a ton of categories, so hopefully it goes pretty fast, and I might be able to sneak into the whatchamacallit, back into that class. But then I also have on Sunday morning, I have another splash of color class because I just wanted free Malifaux minis. And so I'm doing that twice. And hopefully if I'm gonna stalk Dev to the Relic Blade speed painting contest and see if they'll let me in. You know, if not, I'll just watch Dev paint for 2 hours. And I'll harass him. I'll be like, why did you put that there? That's a bad color, Dev.
Dude, you're meant to be helping me. You're meant to be harassing everybody else.
Oh, I can do that too. That might be more fun.
Sick him, Mike. Sick him.
Anyways, all right. So, guys, that's pretty good. You know, we got 45 minutes in the can. I think that's probably good. We could probably start a little bit of a wrap up. I am really looking forward to experience Adepticon with you guys. This is going to be a lot of fun, I think.
I'm looking forward to it a lot. It's going to be my first time, and I am probably going to spend way too much money, and I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to breaking my Adepticon virginity with you guys.
Woohoo! One of us. One of us. Yep. And I'm really excited that Dan's not actually enrolled in any Battletech games because he's going to be in a much better mood.
I was in a great mood last year. It was wonderful.
I'm excited Dan's entering contests.
I am too. I'm glad he's painting.
Well, I just got a shake rattle can and just sprayed everything red. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Did you keep it on the sprue? Because it's more artistic if you keep it on the sprue.
And put it in a picture frame?
Deconstructed figure.
Right. No, I just put it all together with whatever kind of glue I had around, mostly PVA, and just, you know,
then
I
rubber just cement.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I think mine dried out.
Rubber cement, like judges are passing out looking at it, like, why am I like, oh, like, oh, I can't even think.
That old boom glue going on there,
right?
Pace your painting classes at conventions to be a better, braver, happier painter.
All right, there you go. Excellent, excellent. And I will say this, please come find us. If you're a listener at Adepticon, we would love to meet you if we haven't met you in the past. If we've met you, come see us too. We'd love to see you again. I'm looking forward to, I'm doing a figure exchange with Ray Herrera, who I've over since that first ReaperCon when I met you, Dev, I've been getting closer and closer to Ray and Julie Herrera. They're awesome, awesome people. And I'm really looking forward to getting to spend some time with them too.
That's awesome. I didn't realize they'd be at Adepticon.
Yeah, they're actually going to be at Adepticon and they're doing Nova Open too.
Man, all these people going to Nova.
Yep. I think we'll see. Like, I don't know what my future holds because I still don't have, my daughter still hasn't made a college decision yet. We're still waiting to hear from two universities. And so if she goes to Northeast, I don't know how I'm going to work ReaperCon because they go back Labor Day weekend. So there might even be times when I miss the Nova Open too because of the nature of that. So we'll see how it goes, but yep. And if you're going to the Nova Open, just a cheap plug, I am teaching two classes, one on jungle basing and edge highlighting and black lining. I am the guinea pig of the night classes there. And so, yeah, we'll see if they offer night classes next year based on the performance of these, I guess. If you're at Adepticon, I look forward to seeing you. And Zach, thank you for being on the show with us.
All right. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back on afterwards to get your reactions. When we do our con recap, you'll have to come back on and let us know what you think.
I'll tell you how much I suffered during doing all these classes.
Or just suffering by being in a vehicle with us for 12 hours.
Yeah, true statement.
Yeah. Showers are mandatory, absolutely.
Oh, that's right. Smell good, look good.
Exactly. In order to be a better, braver, happier, smell good.
Smell good. That's on my packing list.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening.
See ya.
Thank you so much for listening.
A special shout out to our Patreons. Thank you very much for your support. And if all you others are inclined to do so, we'd love to have you as a Patreon also. Check out our link tree in the show notes for all our quick links.
Email us at listeningtopaintdry@gmail.com. Tell us what you're working on or what cons you've been to or how you're doing. We'd love to hear from you. Also, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at listeningtopaintdry.
We're also on X at Dry Listening.
Like, subscribe, or follow us wherever you get your podcast. If you could also leave us a good review, we'd appreciate that.
We'll be back soon with another riveting episode of Listening to Paint Dry.
Listening to Paint Dry with Mike and Dan is a production of LTPTWMD. All rights reserved. No portion of this recording may be used without the express written consent of the host. The music is Death by a Thousand Questions by Springtide. Download from the free music archive on a non-commercial attribution share alike basis. All views and opinions expressed in the show are solely the views and opinions of the person who said them. All celebrity voices, if any, were impersonated and done so poorly.